and our community connection brought to you by First Baptist Church, and an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time this morning with City Councilman Alan Gentius. First of all, good morning. Thanks for coming in, sir. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Charlie. It's good to see you.
And it was a productive meeting last night. I appreciate the mayor's comments concerning Adam Hooper, but moving on to the business of the council, several items up. The Nehemiah Corporation, one I wanted to address first, just because I don't know what Larry Silver's intentions were. I don't know what his written report to the council may or may not have been, but I got the impression from what he said that his recommendation, after reading the documents that he got, were something different other than what he may have sent to the council previous to that.
Right. Apparently what had happened in from the time that Mr. Silver had written his report, Mr. Parker, who's a fellow who actually is the head of Nehemiah's mm-hmm. ministry, had come up with a plan to do a renovation on the property which would satisfy the staff. And it's a property that's over on about 5th Street in Cherokee, an older home, beautiful old home. Yeah, and I'm glad to see that he's going to fix it.
If memory serves, 509, but yeah, 500 block there. And it's always nice to see an older property rehabilitated when they can.
Right. Well, I kind of grew up doing that with my dad, who was a fireman, and on his days off, we would renovate houses. I think we did 40 of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have a little bit more than I'll say passing acquaintance with what was coming before you then.
I swept a lot of floors and scraped a lot of paint. So yeah.
Well, good. Glad to hear it. Nehemiah had come to the council, I want to say, more or less a couple of years ago, kind of with their vision, and I think they have been, as I observe it, at least slowly working toward some of those goals.
That's right. And I was at their groundbreaking for their cottages that they're going to put in mm-hmm. over on the west side. And that looks like a very good project, and can't wait to see them get started.
I agree. I think that'll be a good, and driving through the neighborhood, I think it would fit very well with what's already there.
I do too. Very much.
Some of the other items last night for council, I think it's always interesting the proclamations that council comes forward with, and these two just seem to fit very well with the season, particularly after the rain Sunday night.
Right, the flood awareness proclamation. This is a flood awareness month, and it's good to make sure everybody's kind of aware of that and prepared for if there's going to be flash flooding or other types of flooding. The other one was, of course, for the Arbor Day, and it's going to be a celebration for that. You get a hot dog if you show up.
Yeah, that's this Sunday, or this Saturday, rather, at 11 o'clock.
That's correct. That's correct.
At the shelter, the new shelter there at Johnstone Park.
Right there at the pavilion.
So, hey, yeah, show up, be there for the tree planting, and get a hot dog in the process.
There you go. I plan to be there.
I was not aware of the tree planting, but it's real easy to set an 11 o'clock reminder of myself to be there.
Yeah, and apparently they've been doing this for 34 years, so.
We are among the oldest Tree City USA cities in the state of Oklahoma.
That's impressive.
It is. And the city's forester for many years has, Chuck Parkin has been active in planting the trees and trying to select not only varieties that will, you know, add some interest, but also just, locations that really need something like that.
Absolutely. And I love trees. I do a lot of planting trees on my properties.
Okay. Well, I find out more and more about you all the time. just looking at this, we have a lot of older trees in town, and I know we have a tree ordinance as far as positioning trees on property, not too close to the road, not too close to the house, and watch out for the electrical wires and that sort of thing. In general, this is something that you probably have an interest in and notice when new trees go in, I would guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, whenever you're getting ready to plant, we didn't used to think about this, but you need to call and make sure that there's no gas lines or water lines or anything else that you might get into, electrical lines if they're buried in your neighborhood, so that you don't create a problem for yourself.
Absolutely. Nationally, and it works well in Oklahoma, 811, or call Oki also. They have the other number. So I don't care how you get the information. They need, I believe I'm operating from memory, call 48 hours before you plan to dig. and they'll come out and locate everything for you. If they miss it and you cause a problem, it's their fault. But if you don't call and get it located, or you dig anyway where they say there's a wire, then it's your fault.
Yep. Good program.
It is a good program, and it works well. And I know we have several local corporations that on August 11th make sure that they get the message out.
Right. Very good.
This other items that were on the agenda last night, some of them fairly routine in nature, but this downtown landscaping task force that you chaired, again, something that has been discussed around for, I don't know, going back quite a while.
Yes, about 30 years.
Yeah.
And in the last 8 years, however you count it, there's been a lot of discussion. It's been an issue. And so when I first got in office, I looked at this problem. It looked like I saw a path forward. And the council formed this task force, and I headed the task force's chair. And they've worked really hard in the last about 6-7 weeks. Mm-hmm. And we've come up with architectural plans, which will be basis for construction documents for the second Andouille project, which has been somewhat languishing for 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. And so that should start pretty quick. I think the bids will be let fairly quickly, you know, of course, once the bidding process goes through. And then we were to look at a short-term solution for maintenance and a long-term solution, and we had unanimous consent among the group for the short-term, and then we had unanimous consent as far as the options that we're providing to the council for the long-term. And maybe this will be one less issue, and we'll actually get some things done on this.
Sounds like a great idea. Now this is yet to be finalized by the council, so anything you and I say from here on out is, I'll call it draft.
Yes.
But it sounds as though there will be an initial city investment with landscaping materials, trees, shrubbery, flowers, whatever it might be, and then something for recurring maintenance, and I'm reading between the lines here, occasional replanting and that sort of thing if necessary.
Yes, and the depending on how things shake out on the long term, what the council decides, the initial capital investment, it's money that's been set aside, I think, for 3 or 4 years. So it's been sitting there. The light poles went in, but the landscaping portion of it didn't. And so it's money that's already been allocated. And we are, with our current cost estimates, we're well within budget, and hopefully that'll continue. You never know once you start digging.
Right.
and then short term will be based on some funding that we've located for the second Andouille, and then there'll be some basic maintenance done by the city for a period of time.
Planting choices, was there citizen input or committee input on what people would like to see?
There has been a lot of input. Main Street Bartlesville has been very instrumental. They last May had presented a report to the council, mm-hmm. at the council's request, and we basically used that report and then people from that group, as well as other members of the community. There were 8 on the committee. And then some of the committee members actually walked the streets again. They'd done this before, but to look and make sure this is going to work, we made some additional changes. They talked with people who were actually owning the buildings. They had consultants as to which trees would work in an urban environment, which ones won't.
Yeah.
And so
get those ones with the deep roots, not the shallow ones that are going to cause buckling of pavement and that sort of thing.
Exactly. They have, apparently there's experts in that, as there is in most things. And a tremendous amount of time and effort and hard work has been put into this long before I came on, but hopefully I was of some help to maybe get us across the goal line, or at least we see the goal line at this point. And probably in about 2 weeks the council will make their decision, and hopefully the project will go forward and we'll be able to put this one to rest and move to something else.
At least the motion last night was to table the recommendations for the first meeting in May. It may be, I think it's May 1st, but the first meeting in May regardless.
Yes, sir. That's right.
At this point, at that point in time then, and your best projection, I realize that again, till council officially takes action, we're not going anyplace. But then the plantings would be then sometime this summer?
I think that what will happen, of course, you have to go through a bidding process, competitive mm-hmm. bidding. And then once bidding is finished, I would think probably in the fall we'll be looking at, there is some construction to do. fixing some of the sidewalks, moving things around, irrigation fixed. And then the plantings, I think they were saying that it would be best to plant them in the fall rather than midsummer. So the plantings will be then, and hopefully by next spring this time, people will walk on the second street and do it and say, well, this looks very nice. That's what I'm hoping for.
Is there thought to carrying that, you know, beyond that block or two area throughout the downtown area?
Yes, sir. Part of the plan that the Main Street Bartlesville people provided back in May of last year included a core district, smaller than what it was before as far as landscaping, but a little more manageable. And then phases, and this would be considered a first phase. Second phase would be Frank Phillips, and a lot has already been done there, but there would be some, and what I'm looking at is possibly having some sort of inclusion in the capital expenditures for that in the GO bond, which may be in the fall or maybe next spring.
Yeah, and that's something that, again, council is looking at, again, annually selling, you know, additional bonds so that the funding keeps coming in for whatever projects that needs to be done next.
That's right. And there's been a lot of discussion as to what all that will be, and we'll make that decision, I think, in the fall, but it may be a little bit later. It depends on everything else that we're working on.
Well, and that one, at least based on past experience, is kind of a collaborative approach. Staff, engineering department, street department, the various committees all kind of make their recommendations and then filter it through to a document with a series of options for the council to then act on.
Correct. And always a lot of needs. You know, infrastructure needs, equipment needs, those kind of things, parks, recreation, quality of life. And so we have to hopefully make good choices as to those priorities and move forward and all to the betterment of the city.
Absolutely. Off the council agenda a little bit, I don't remember the date, but I did see something about some meetings that you will be chairing, primarily to hear from your constituents, but realistically, anybody from the city that wants to come.
Right. And there's a couple of meetings that have been scheduled. One is the Oak Park Community Group. Mm-hmm. That's going to be on April 25th at 7 at the Oak Park Methodist Church. And this is a group that's been going for quite some time. I've gone before. They've asked me to go, and for a change, I have a Tuesday open, so I'm going to go and field their question, tell them what we've been up to, and listen to what, really, I'm more interested in them telling me what they see and how we can do a better job. And then we're going to have a town hall on May 4th there in Oak Park. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be setting some other town halls throughout the summer. I'd like to do one in the Hensley, Virginia area, in that area. And then in my neighborhood, which is north of Adams, we'll do one over there someplace eventually. And, you know, continue to do this so I hear from the citizens as to what their concerns are, because I always look at them as the boss. So
sure.
I want to hear from the boss.
Well, and that's something that was part of your campaign. You wanted to have, you know, these on a recurring basis. I'm not sure I want to say regular, but recurring basis, so that what you heard this summer may not be what people are saying hypothetically next February or whatever.
That's true. And, you know, I think sometimes we don't always listen to what folks have to say. You get so busy in the work that you kind of forget. So I want to make sure I keep listening.
That sounds like a plan. We are spending a little bit of time this morning with Councilman Alan Gentius on a Community Connection brought to you by First Baptist Church, and we'll continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and again, spending a little bit of time with Alan Gentius this morning talking about what's going on. The bids from last night on the Pavilion project, and that is being done in phases. Phase one, obviously done. Phase two, I think you're working on phase three now, kind of expanding the paved area a little bit and kind of finishing up landscaping mm-hmm. project.
And sidewalks. They're going to place sidewalks around the perimeter. To be a very nice addition to Johnstone Park in the downtown area. Pavilion's already pretty. If you haven't seen it, you need to go down there and look.
How about Saturday morning at 11?
There you go and have a hot dog. I think that'd be a great time to do that. It's going to be a very nice space for downtown. And, of course, there's some grant money that we're also using, and so that helps save money for the city and helps get the project.
City's large and small, but I think particularly as I look around the area, Bartlesville has done an effective job of using that community development block grant money for projects, whether it's storm sewer projects over the past 10, 15 years, or in this particular case, the Pavilion.
That's right. That's right. And I think it'll be, like I said, I think it'll be really nice. Of course, the Kitty Park's going strong, and mm-hmm. There were some questions about parking, and we're going to be working on that issue. Parking's always an issue downtown.
Yep.
But we'll be working on the issue specifically as far as the billion, the Pavilion and the Kitty Park.
It was mentioned as part of the, I'll say, landscaping to kind of prevent a little bit of water runoff. There's going to be a raised area, call it what you want. I'm not sure I want to use the term grassy knoll that we used last night, but a kind of a raised berm there right. that will add some just visual interest, but also kind of keep the water where it's at.
Right. And if we have concerts or some event, then people, if they want to picnic on the lawn, that's a good place to picnic. It'll be a good vantage point to watch whatever's happening there at the Pavilion.
Maybe not this summer, maybe, but next 4th of July, probably a good opportunity to watch some fireworks from Dungia Stadium area.
Right, right. And the other thing that I think is somewhat exciting that I'm interested in is there's kind of a grassroots group that's starting to develop an idea about a potential green, which would be on 6th Street,
right,
between Price Tower and the community center. And might even be something this summer there on a temporary basis to see how that works.
I believe OK Mozart has something on an outdoor concert that they're planning on in that general vicinity.
Right. And so if some of those plans go forward, then I think that we'll at least get a trial run to see how that area works, and using some of the street to actually have the green there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Monday food truck event.
I noticed it when I was down for the Attorney General's presentation yesterday. Several, I want to say three or four food trucks down there, and I wasn't being really observant, but business looked good.
It's every time I've been, I'm always surprised how many people are there, and a lot of people with their ConocoPhillips or Phillips Petroleum badges on, young people, and mm-hmm. It's kind of taken on a life of its own. If you haven't been to that and you've got free lunchtime, you might run down there and see what that's all about.
Bartlesville's economy mirrors much of the rest of the state. Things are not as robust, I guess, is a good word, sales tax-wise, as we would like, but there seem to be indications that things are somewhere on the rise.
Right, right.
And I don't know when the next announcement will be for the development along Adams as far as the restaurants on some of those pads will come, but if they're on the schedule that I believe was announced sometime late summer, early fall, I think is when they're talking about some of those developments.
Right, and if you've been by there, of course, the buildings are going up.
Yeah, looks nice.
It's an exciting time.
If people want to get a hold of you, your contact information is on the city website. But again, with your two town halls that are coming up, at least in the Oak Park area, and some of the other things you want to get in your neighborhood, you're giving ample opportunity, no matter what ward you live in.
Right. Anywhere in town, if you have a question or if I can be of any assistance, feel free to call me. The phone number that is on the website is my personal phone number. If you called it right now, you and I'd be talking. So, and of course, you can come by my office, and then the the town halls that we have. Everyone is welcome. Any question that you have, you know, so far our town halls are pretty quiet. It's not like some of the national things, thank goodness. And I don't anticipate there being that kind of problem.
I don't think so either. I think it's fairly obvious the focus on your town hall is not national issues. So
that's true.
Not that people would, I guess, refrain from saying something if they was really on their mind. It's just Alan can't fix it.
That's true. But my pay grade.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Councilman Alan Gentius with us this morning on K1. News coming up in just a little bit from the Oklahoma News Network.
I saw a billboard recently that showed an ugly picture of a slave with a shackle or manacle around his neck. There was a Bible quote.